God deals with us many, many ways, many different ways. We can't see them often because we don't know who God is. We don't know what God is capable of. We don't know what the future is. We don't understand our own past. We don't understand other people's pasts. And therefore, we make judgments, decisions, and we work our life out in a way that we think is right. And then when we find God, we decide God should continue. He becomes a parallel life in our minds, and we decide that, well, God wants the best for us, so therefore God wants us to have money, God wants us to have a career, God wants us to do this and this and that, and it's the opposite. But we think, because we've been brought up as materialistic people in a commercial society, that money is the goal that God wants for us. A career is the goal that God wants for us. A happy marriage, as long as it's to Mr. Perfect or Mrs. Godly Body, then it's going to be a perfect marriage. This is what God wants for me. God wants for all these wonderful things. And it's completely wrong. It's delusion created by a commercial society designed by people who would profit heavily from you conforming to those beliefs. So as long as you believe in those beliefs, you will follow the thoughts that give you the rewards of those beliefs that you think are right. And I was also thinking about people pushing people around. I remember this female I knew, I was a teenager, and she, you have a problem with a person, you ask God, please, can you deal with this? Can you deal with this person? This person's driving me insane. And I remember this female was coming around to the house, and I was a teenager, I didn't know God. And she was always, I really disliked her deeply, very, very much. And I wanted her to just go away, and I didn't care what happened to her, I just couldn't stand her. And years later, about probably a decade later, she eventually disappeared from our lives. But a decade later, remember, I couldn't control who came in and out of my mother's house. My mother had parties, she had druggies coming in, she had homosexuals who kept trying to get into bed with me. And she had a lot of young females turning up who wanted to get into bed with me. And I didn't want the females and didn't want the guys. I just wanted to be left alone. I was very much a loner. In a world where everyone was overly social, druggies, alcoholics, and all immoral, indecent, and all that, and I didn't want to be like that. So it was a horrible captivity I was living in, and I didn't know how to get away from it because I had no money, I was underage, etc., etc. And this female was driving me crazy, and I didn't see her for a long time, probably a decade, and I was in a hospital, Tokara Hospital, here with when I got my appendix out. Or it might have been when Tracy went in, I can't remember which. It was either one, I can't remember. And I went to Tracy was my daughter. She went into hospital at 3 weeks old, because she couldn't hold her milk down. So anyway, I went to I was walking to the waiting room and I saw this girl and a young woman in a wheelchair. And I got the shock of my life when I realised it was that female I didn't like. And I thought, oh my gosh, what's she doing in a wheelchair? And for all that I didn't like about her, I didn't want to ever see her in a wheelchair. I can really hate people, really, really hate people. And I like to say deeply dislike them, because hate is such a hard word, and I can really deeply dislike a person, but I don't want to see them in that situation. So anyway, she was in the wheelchair, and I asked my sister was there, and I said, what's she doing here? Why is she in the wheelchair? And she told me she'd just had a car accident not long before that. The car flipped, and she was paralyzed from the waist down. So she couldn't feel anything from the waist down, and that was going to be her for the rest of her life. She was never going to walk again. And I was horrified. And what happens is we think God doesn't protect us, and that's why we get in those situations. we think that evil gets us and that's why we're in that situation. The reality is the system that's created there by the universe, God, is fear. The situation you end up in is because of yourself, because of what person you are, how many people you've hurt, how cruel you've been, or how good you've been. And a lot of people actually can still be in a wheelchair and achieve the goals that they had for life or the goals that they had with God. So being crippled doesn't, I mean, it's like me with my back. It's been twisted since I was 3 years old. And I'm still able to achieve a heck of a lot for God. And I've spent an entire lifetime of a lot of pain in my back. And I just continue going. I just keep working and keep doing stuff because pain or no pain, it is what it is. The current one I'm getting is a huge shot of pain down my right leg on the inside thigh. And it's supposed to be that sciatica pain thing. And oh man, it just comes and goes. It's not permanent. But it reminds me that I can walk. And I was supposed to, 17 years ago, the doctors, well, when I was 18, they said that, I think it was 43, 45, they said that I would be in a wheelchair for life, and I'm not. So I'm very happy that I can walk and I can run. And I don't run so much these days because it hurts my back, but I can walk and I can cycle very fast. I have no trouble speeding on the bike at all. So it's quite good. I can do a lot of physical activities at my age that most guys can't. So I'm quite happy about that. I still do martial arts and stick fighting and stuff. But anyway, besides that, we create our future. God doesn't create it. God tries to guide us on a good path. Evil tries to guide us on a bad path. Evil delights in seeing you suffer. Evil wants to see you have an accident and then hate God. If you have a car accident and you love God, it would infuriate evil. Now, God may not repair your body and you may end up staying in a wheelchair for the rest of your life, but good can come from it. I have no idea what happened to that woman. But I know a lot of the people who very cruelly treated me badly have come to great harm, or the things that they were doing that they were successful at, like their business or their job, has collapsed. And I'm not saying it happened because of me, but it happened because of them, because of the kind of people they were. It's like flying monkeys. You tend to get the character assassinated. I used to feel very, very sorry for the flying monkeys until I saw a lot of them actually deeply enjoyed hurting me. Then I realised, I found out about that experiment where they had those people in a room with a button and they were told to press the button. If they pressed the button, it would, the other person in another room would get an electric shock. And so this guy pretended to get electric shocks and he kept screaming in pain. And then they found with the experiment that the people would hold the button down longer because they actually enjoyed hearing him in pain. And that is what characters, flying monkeys do. They're innocent people. They want to see good things done. They want to see justice. But when they believe you're evil, they will enjoy very, very much seeing you go without, seeing you suffer, seeing you starve, seeing you not get, say if you were, your electricity got cut off, they'd be overjoyed if you spent the last 2 years with no electricity because you weren't able to get it back on because they hated you because they were told you were a bad person. They didn't need proof. They just wanted someone else to be suffering. I remember with gossip magazines, I said to my mother, why do you guys read this stuff? It's pure trash. And she said, we want to see that other people are suffering. And I said, why? I was totally shocked. Because all I wanted to see was other people happy. And I said to her, why? And she said, because we suffer. And we want to know other people are suffering with us. And when we find out it's the rich and the famous whose marriage is broken up, or something bad has happened to them, it makes us feel better people because we are suffering like they're suffering. And I was shocked. And so people like to inflict pain on other people when they're apathetic, when they're materialistic. They enjoy it. Empathy people, people who are empathetic, can't do it. It's a horrible feeling to, when your enemy's down on the ground, to walk over and kick them in the head is a horrible thought, even though you dislike them or hate them. You're not going to go and kick them in the head like the girl in the wheelchair. But they will do it to you. And you might say you should have taken your chance and done it, but I just would never, I can't live with myself being that kind of person. And that's the point. If you can't live with yourself being a cruel person, then you can't do cruel things. And so you don't. So people create their own future. They blame God, they blame Satan, they blame evil, they blame demons, they blame politics, they blame the health system, they blame everything under the sun. But if you're faithfully following God and you're a really good person, you're really doing well, if you need the health, I've discovered you get it. It's like that guy who was coming to church, he had a hole in his tooth. And he was at church, and I said, what the heck's wrong with you? He was a guy who hated me. And I said, what's wrong with you? And he stared at me with just about tears in his eyes, and he says, I don't have enough money to go to the dentist, and I'm in agony. And I said, go tomorrow. Make an appointment in the morning and go. God will sort it. And he goes, no, that words had never happened in the past. And I said, we haven't had that faith. And he was seen as one of the great members of the church, by the way. And I said, make the appointment and go. It's happened to me. I made the appointment and I went down and it got sorted. I said, and I told about my experience where it was $100-something to get the tooth out. I had $45 in my pocket. Half a tooth was gone. I was in incredible pain walking down there, sucking in the air. Every time I breathed in, I got a shock of pain through my head. And I had to walk 5Ks to the doctor, dentist. And he fixed the tooth for $45. And no doubt in the future he would have taken money out of it, you know, and got his money back. But the point is, at the time when I needed it, God saw it and made sure that the tooth was removed. And I said, go. And so the guy came to church the next Sunday and he said, I said, oh, you're looking better. And he said, I did what you said. And I said, yes. And he was one of the top church guys who was always telling me to have faith. And he said, I did what you said. And he had a shocked look on his face. And I said, what? And I smiled and said, what happened? And he says, I went in and they did the tooth for hardly anything. And I said, no, that's it. What happens? God steps in and helps you. So if you believe in God, when you see people who are in church or in a situation that say they believe in God and everything bad keeps happening to them, it's because of them. It's got nothing to do with God. And it's got nothing to do with even evil. God has his place. Evil has its place. We choose where to reside. We choose our destiny. We can have God's destiny or we can have evil's destiny. It's us who chooses and it's us who ends up with it. And that's why people pleasers and people who play the victim are pathetic and helpless and hopeless and deluded. Because their ego, they're narcissists in their own way, because their ego thrives on being in people adoring them. And that's why, or feeling sorry for them. And it makes them feel good that everyone feels really sorry for them and everyone wants to help them because they're always a victim. The reality is people really don't care. They don't give a damn. And so these people who are playing the victim all the time are suffering all the time when they don't have to. If they just followed God, have faith in God and did what God guided them to do, everything would be fine. Everything would come through exactly as they need it. They don't need money. They don't need the physical means. They don't need anything. God will put it all together for them. You just have to have faith. So the people in your life, like I said with this person recently, I wrote on my website, was blog, was that this person that was treating me really bad. And all I did was, I was getting really frustrated and I just asked God to deal with it, and God did. And this is what happens whenever it looks like everything's falling to pieces and it's not going to pick up and go. And you think, wow, it will. The other point is when you pray to God for things that God doesn't, God knows are bad for you, and God's trying to steer you away from, he won't let them happen. And so you'll sit there and say, God's mean, I wanted this, and I wanted a car, or I wanted something else. And say in your destiny, you have a crippling car accident, so God's trying to keep you away from vehicles just for, I'd say, a decade or something, just so that you don't have that accident. And you're sitting there saying, God's just a prick, God's mean, God's horrible, God won't do this for me. Then you take up drugs and alcohol and say, F God, I'm going to live my own life. You end up paralyzed. It's not God's fault at all. It's our choices. And we need to understand that even the smallest things in our day, little ideas, little things that happen in our favour, when you take off the margarine container and the lid flips and it lands on the floor and it lands face up so it doesn't get dirty on the inside. Or they say, I heard the one about the toast. If the toast falls on the table and it lands butter side up, it's good luck. It's supposed to mean good luck. And so the smallest things can happen to you. The really smallest things. Like you could be out in the garage welding and one little spark could burn the house down. You get a phone call, God makes sure that spark doesn't light. I remember the one at church. It was a cool one with a certain member of the church. I wasn't allowed a Sunday school at church. I wasn't deemed that it's good enough. So this friend of mine had a Sunday school and he left and went off to lunch. I went into the room probably after half an hour break, a break for an hour. And I went into the room and one of the bar heaters was put on a chair. It was on a table or a chair, and it was on and it was pointing straight into the back of another chair. By rights, and about 10 minutes earlier, it should have all caught on fire and had been burning on that chair, and it didn't blister, it didn't break it or anything for a half an hour. I took it off and turned it off, and then I went and saw him and I said, you left the heater up against the chair, it was going to catch on fire. And he said, he looked terrified. He was horrified, and he said, what? And one of the kids had done it or something in the Sunday school, but the point was God had stopped it catching on fire. And I remember when I was a kid, my sisters and I had a huge pillow fight. We were little, and we had a bar heater on the floor. So they'd been known, well known for many, many house fires. And I woke up while they were all asleep, and I looked over at the pillow. It was my sisters had thrown a pillow, it landed on the heater and it was smouldering heavily. It was about to burst into a huge pile of flames, and we were all going to get, because the whole room was thick smoke, we probably would have fallen asleep and died. And I woke up and I grabbed the pillow and I turned the bar heater up and called Mum and Dad, and they came in, and it all turned out right. But if I hadn't woken up, there would have been a huge fire, and me and my five sisters would all have died, burnt to death. So, things like that. God's there. He's there all the time. He's backing you up. He's supporting you. He's with you. He's trying to make your life better, and he's trying to lead you to the destiny that you agree to with God before you were born, instead of this materialistic, fake, commercial, unspiritual, non-spiritual life that we are brought up to believe and live in. So all the good things that happen to you, even the smallest of things, are God helping you out. And appreciate God, love God, thank God, and acknowledge God is there all the time. And when you have the really difficultest things to do, ask God to walk with you and help you through it. And God will. It'll work out all fine. Just, have that faith and do it. You'll be amazed at how wonderful life can be when you have true faith in God.